Hello, and welcome to what promises to be a fascinating NABBW teleseminar of special interest to authors and those who want to become authors. Our topic this evening is free online tools for authors. In a moment, I will introduce our guest, Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady, but first let me introduce myself and explain what will be happening this evening. I am Ann Holmes, the Boomer-in-Chief of the National Association of Baby Boomer Women, which is found online at nabbw.com, and we have a forum at boomerwomenspeak.com, two websites that are number one sites found in search engines when you search on the keywords baby boomer women. If you're not a member of the NABBW, and I suspect that some of you on the call are not, you're welcome to join us. There's a handy link on the top right-hand corner of the front page of the NABBW site that you can use to join. This teleseminar is an example of one of the many benefits we provide our members. In our members-only area of the site, we have a popular section featuring recordings and written transcripts of over 90 prior NABBW teleseminars. These can be these are available to our gold level members at any time, so they can listen to a call at their convenience and not necessarily have to be on the call live. And these can be yours as well when you become a gold level NABBW member. Now, as to the format of the call today, I will be introducing today's guest, Rhonda Del Baccio, in a moment, and she and I will spend about 30 minutes discussing her favorite free online tools for authors. After that, we'll open the call to our audience, and we hope that you'll ask questions and share some of your own special or favorite free tools for authors. So without further delay, let me introduce Rhonda Del Baccio, and we'll launch right into our discussion. Rhonda, who goes by the name of the Story Lady, is an internationally published, award-winning author, speaker, mentor, and storyteller. She's been telling stories for ages. She says that she began that back when she was a child, telling stories to her stuffed animals. These days, having studied storytelling and realizing how powerful it is, she works with entrepreneurs and business owners worldwide, teaching them how to set themselves apart in their industry. She has also been my friend for many years now and is one of our NABBW associates. Here at NABBW, her area of specialty is entrepreneurial authoring. Her main website is located at www.profitablestorytelling.com. That's P-R-O-F-I-T-A-B-L-E, storytelling.com. One thing you won't realize about Rhonda just from listening to her is that she is mostly blind. She has a guide dog, Molly, who, last I checked, has her own blog, and she is grateful for the technology of this age that allows her, as an illegally sighted person, to use the computer and work with her global audience. Term illegally cited. I always chuckle whenever she says that. Rhonda has written several books which have gone to number one status on Amazon.com and Kindle, but she's not one to spend her entire days writing. When she's not authoring books or writing her entrepreneurial authoring columns for the NABBW, Rhonda co-hosts an international radio show for entrepreneurs, mentors coaching clients, brokers joint ventures, and makes magic happen. She was the first author I know to upload her book to Amazon's Kindle program, and she's quite a fan of Kindle and e-books. In fact, she and I have co-authored a book that's also on Kindle. Rhonda, welcome to the call today. Before I launch into our questions, why don't I give you a brief opportunity to say something about what it takes to be a profitable author?
Well, hi, Ann, and thank you so much to you, and thank you to everybody who has decided that this was worth using some of your valuable time to be here. I truly do appreciate you for being here and appreciate all of our members. And the what it takes to be a profitable author, you know, that is something I really actually love talking about, because a number of years ago, I've written stories and different things for years, and I've had all kinds of articles published here, there, and everywhere, online, offline, and overseas in India and in Singapore and Australia and London and Canada and the U.S. and all that type of stuff. So, but that doesn't, you know, that's great, but that doesn't necessarily mean you make a living at it, right? So what I really was on a quest to do is figure out what it took to be profitable. And I got so irritated. irritated one day because I was reading a writer's magazine, and there was an article, and I know that she was trying to be tongue-in-cheek about it, but the author of the article was basically saying, get used to poverty, get used to living with less, because if you're an author, you're just not going to really ever make too much money, so just do it because of the love of writing and let that be it. So I was so aggravated, I threw the magazine down, jumped up, and said, I will be a profitable author. I will not be a broke author. I refuse to accept that that's how it has to be. Yeah, see, even the cat agrees with me. And that started me on a quest. And so what I discovered in that what does it take to be profitable was really that you can't just write, that you either have to pay for other things like marketing or you have to do it yourself or some of both or whatever, but that really if you want to be profitable, and then being profitable is a good thing. You know, when you are profitable, not only do you get to use the money you earn because of what you write for things like paying your bills and mortgage and all that, but it also allows you to raise money for your favorite charitable organizations and to have more to share. The more profitable you are, the more you can share, right? So it's a good thing. So and that's really what it is. It takes being a well-rounded person. And I'm really on kind of a mission this year in particular in just realizing that sometimes what happens to people who decide, okay, I'm going to go all in, I'm going to go after my dream and do whatever, be it writing or something else, and sometimes they end up doing that to the exclusion of everything else and kind of throwing the rest of their life under the bus, if you will. So I know people who are avid writers and their relationships are suffering because they have kind of forgotten that they're married, or they do a lot of writing or they're building a business and they let their body go to heck in a handbasket and they never exercise and they eat terribly and get all kinds of health problems and they walk up four steps and are out of breath. So, you know, that type of thing is just not particularly healthy. So I'm all for being profitable and being as balanced as possible. And so that's really fun to bring some tools that will help you to get yourself known in an age where you can't just write and be invisible other than that, and especially now, even more so than when I first started this, now in particular because of all the social media, you have to be okay with at least letting some of who you are show and be authentic with that. Doesn't mean you got to tell everybody what you ate for breakfast, but you definitely have to be willing to be upfront a little bit in order to get yourself enough exposure to become a profitable author and a prosperous business owner.
All right. Thank you, Rhonda. Now, we promise to provide a treasure trove of best free resources for writers, from publishing to freelance jobs to book promotion and motivational tools, and then to open the call so our listeners can share their favorite resources and ask questions. So let's get started talking about tools and resources, Rhonda, and then we can move on to strategy and still have time to open the call. So where do you want to start? How about with, do you want to start with writing prompts or promotion?
Actually, I want to start in a different place from that entirely. What I would like to start with is this. You know what? Everybody is busy. Would you agree with that, Ann? Do you think everybody's busy?
Oh, yes. I think everybody's busy.
You know, anybody who's just kind of laying around going, oh, God, I have nothing to do. I don't know anybody like that. Right. And so the first tool I'd like to mention that is free is something that is going to help to bring sanity to your day. And it'll help you get in touch with what's truly important in your life. And it'll help you to set goals and break down those big, huge goals, because a lot of times we say, oh, I have this big thing I want to do, whatever that is, whether it's a certain amount of money or a health goal, or I want to write a novel or whatever. Well, that's great, but that's all very big. And so this particular tool helps you understand the process that you go through to not only setting the big goal and making it time-bound and realistic and whatever, but then setting up the middle and the short-term goals, mid-range and short-term goals, so that they are going to support the big goal that you have, be it writing a novel or, you know, whatever it happens to be in your life. And that tool is called Simpleology. And it's actually a suite of tools. They are free, and they are absolutely wonderful. There are even things where you can set up your tasks, and something will tell you, okay, you're starting, and then at every 55 minutes, it'll say, okay, you need to take a five-minute break, get up, get a drink of water, move around a little bit, whatever, take a clean break, and then come back and sit down and start your next hour. And
okay,
all of those
can
types
you spell
of,
that?
Yeah, I will. It is simple. I'll give you a link for it. My link for it is profitablestorytelling.com, and then a / simple, S-I-M-P-L-E, ology, O-L-O-G-Y, simple ology.
Okay.
Fabulous tools. I'm really happy that I encountered simple ology when I first got into this whole online thing, because it really helped me to keep myself focused on things that are going to move me forward, and because it's really easy to get into time-wasting activities and spending too much time doing the wrong things or being in, you know, places because they're interesting but they're not actually helping you move forward. So simple ology and all the various tools are going to be helpful for you as a writer, as a busy person, and whether you are a mom or you're, you know, Maria with dealing with caregiving on both sides or whatever, it'll help you to manage your day in a way that feels very sane and natural. So I thought I would mention that one first, and especially if somebody is going after a big writing goal, like they want to write a nonfiction book or a novel, or you know, they want to write X number of articles or posts, or it could be blog posts or articles or any type of thing that you may have. It's just going to help you to keep yourself on track. So, Anne, I don't know if you have used that tool. I know that you're aware of it.
I'm aware of it. I've looked at it, but I've actually never taken myself to the next step of actually using it. So you're, and actually I thought it was a paid tool. So the fact that it's free, I have no excuse. I'll have to go find out about it.
Well, it is free. There are other courses that he offers that are paid, of course. And what I gave you is an affiliate link. I'm just, you know, disclosing. But I actually probably have bought almost every product you've made because they're so fabulous, every one of them. So I'm a very happy customer numerous times over. But the Simpleology is the core of everything, and that's really going to just, I think for many people, it'll help you keep sanity. And there are so many people that say they don't know how I get done as much as I get done, and I have.
And I'm one of them. I'm always awed by how much you get done.
Yeah,
so.
And you know how many times have I told you the Simpleology is a big reason? I know I've said that more than once, and it really
you
is.
You probably tell me once a month. I don't know why I resisted it, so I'll have to go and get on board.
Give yourself a gift of, you know, 10 minutes a day to follow the lessons, and it'll really be very helpful. So anyway, but that's enough about that. So that is going to help you with your time management, your overall plan, you know, keeping to goals. I know that's something that's hard for a lot of people. They say, oh, I want to write. It doesn't matter. You don't have to be trying to write a novel to feel this way. A lot of people feel like, I want to have more time for writing, or, gosh, why is it that I say I want to write whatever, but I never seem to get it done, or I only get it partway done, or I get distracted, or whatever. Well, this type of thing will help you get a handle on that, and in some good ways. So I hope everybody will go ahead and grab that and make use of it, and it will work if you use it. It will definitely work if you use it. So that's one of the things. Now, another thing is that I want to move into some ways that you can share your expertise. It doesn't matter if you're a poet or a fiction author, a nonfiction author, an article writer, or a copywriter, or a combination of the above, like I am, or whatever. You have expertise in certain areas. I wrote a novel that I have quite an extensive knowledge of aromatherapy and natural medicine and different things, and the book made quite extensive use of that. And there are some people who are really into a particular time period. I know someone who's very much into Ozarks of the 17 and 1800s. That's a period she has tremendous knowledge on, and everybody has their expertise, right? You and yourself know a lot about entrepreneurship, and certainly a lot about boomers and what boomers want and need and so forth, right? So you have those expertise areas and many others, you know, copywriting and other things as well that you do. And so when you have opportunities to showcase your expertise, it's really helpful because it can help to give you exposure, right? So there, I'm going to give you a couple of sites which have, these would be where there are journalists or radio or television show hosts or various people who are looking for experts to interview, right? And one of them is called PitchRate, P-I-T-C-H, Rate, R-A-T-E, .com. And what you'll see is you might have a listing that says, I'm looking for moms of triplets to interview for a book, or I'm looking for entrepreneur failure stories for an article, or I'm looking for people that have had vitamin D deficiency. I mean, it can be just anything from soup to nuts, as my grandma would say. Anything at all, it could be. And so you can get a free email sent to you each day from pitchrate.com, and that will tell you people that registered which are looking for experts in different areas, and you have to vie for them and get their attention, of course. But if you do that, they might interview you, and you could then be a radio show or in a book or in someone's article or whatever it happens to be. So PitchRate is one of those. And I'll give you another one in a second, but first I want to give kind of a hot tip for anybody. If you're ever the expert who says, oh, wow, you know, this one over here, this really fits my expertise, and I want to go ahead and apply for this whatever, you know, expert they're looking for. You think about it this way. That person could be flooded with 200 or 300 or 500 different applicants. And when you go ahead and send back the information, you want to be different, either quirky or somehow stand out or really make yourself unusual. And one way, for example, is I reached out to, there was a radio show host who was looking for someone to interview around Halloween time. And he was looking for radio guests, and he was looking for Halloween topics. I happen to have studied dreams and dream interpretations, and I'm not a licensed whatever, but it's something I have a lot of knowledge in and will be putting into some books and things, right? So what I did was I wrote him that I would reveal why nightmares are actually good dreams in disguise.
Okay.
He accepted me. I was on the radio in Canada, so I'm now an international radio guest just from having been across border on the radio show. So because what I said attracted his attention, it wasn't just, oh, here's a, you know, a psychologist talking about dream symbols or whatever, but I was specifically leading in with nightmares. And in the interview, I talked about, which is a short interview, but still, so I talked about that topic. And that caught his interest, okay? That person really enjoyed the show, and I had a great time there. And so that's what you want to do is stand out. He has, this particular person is Wayne Kelly, and he has a free resource. And that's onairpublicity.com. You can read his blog, and you can get a publication or a podcast about every 2 weeks from him on airpublicity.com, and he will teach you many things about getting noticed on radio, and a lot of what you'll hear in the podcast can be applied to the other things that you'll deal with in your writing. So that's another one where you can maybe share your expertise as well. And his introductory kit that's free, he has paid products too, but his free kit is very good. I use that to put my pitches together. I refer back to those materials all the time whenever I want to pitch radio to make sure that I'm following how to cut through the clutter on the radio producer's desk and get noticed for, you know, to be the one that they interview. So that's a great resource for you.
Excellent. Thanks.
Yeah, and so there's another one where in terms of sharing your expertise, it's called Reporter Connection, and you can find that at profitablestorytelling.com/RC, R like reporter, C like connection. And Reporter Connection is very much like Pitch Rate, in that there are people looking for experts of some type for an interview for whatever reason. And if you just take a look through the messages that you get, and you may find one for you. And, of course, Anne, I know I've sent a few to you because I read that all the time, and sometimes I'll say, mm-hmm. Anne, number 7 or whatever.
Right.
You know?
Yes, you have.
And I'll follow along to you or to other friends because sometimes I see stuff that maybe is not right for me but is right for somebody that I know. And that's a great thing, too, because you could, again, you have to make yourself stand out. You're not going to get every interview that you send in for. But I did get another very popular radio show interview from that one. And she was looking for people that were in their 40s and not married. And I said in my pitch something to the effect of, my aunt thinks I'm broken and wonders what's wrong with me. And I'm not miserable. I'm not bitter. And I have not, you know, married and divorced 6 times. I just happen to be single, and I love my life. And she interviewed me for that radio show.
Okay.
So you can, you know, you might just hit the right one. And, yes, I've put in plenty of pictures that I didn't get, but that's okay. It's just a way to get noticed. And the thing is that once you are able to do that, then you can, on your website, be able to say in your press room, or that you were interviewed for this book or on that radio show or whatever. And it gives more credibility to you. And it doesn't matter what kind of writer you are, poet, article writer, novelist, nonfiction writer, entrepreneur, just hobbyist, it makes no difference. It's always good to have somebody saying, hey, wow, this person was here on the radio or he was in this article or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So
all
those
right.
are some ways. Here's another way to share your expertise is go to your local newspaper and pitch a column to them. You might have to give them a sample article or two, let them put it in there. I used to do this. I don't anymore, but it was a great way to get some more clips. You know, in other words, some clips where I was actually published somewhere, especially in the beginning when I didn't have many. So I got a column in the newspaper, and then for a while I was an international columnist for a magazine for blind people. And so anyway, by getting this, it's going to be helpful to you and helpful to your newspaper. So that is something else that you can do. Find an area, if you know your local paper, and see where there's something that you can offer that they don't currently have in there, and kind of get an interesting angle on it. Send something in and then talk to them. And I tell you, I was turned down twice before the guy finally said yes, and I was just nice, and every so often I'd send in an article. And then finally he says, you know, you mentioned that column before. Yeah, I'll still do it. So that can happen.
All right.
Right. Well, that's another one. There is also, there are a couple of places that will interview you, and one of them is todaysauthor.com, T-O-D-A-Y-S, no apostrophe in there, guys, todaysauthor.com. And you'll notice the website there and the most recent interview. And what you'll end up doing is submitting a few pictures and some information and questions, and he'll talk to you for 15 minutes or so. He'll take that audio along with the pictures and make a little video out of it. And it will appear on a televised platform as well as on his radio show. And so that's a great way. And I even did an interview as my pen name for my novel. So that's kind of fun. But you can do that.
Right.
That is completely free. And it's, again, another footprint that you can have on the web, another thing for your press room, another something for your clippings and your notoriety as an author.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's todaysauthor.com. And they interview. And the other one is the author show, theauthorshow.com. And they also interview you, and then they immediately try to sell you marketing packages, which you can choose to do or not, but you can get an interview for free that way, and make the most of it. Let it play and catch the recording on using Audacity or whatever means while it's up and playing, and then you'll actually have captured the recording of it too.
Mm-hmm.
So those are all free ways, that and writing a blog that will help you to get yourself known and get a little notoriety, and for many of those things, perhaps to get interviewed.
Excellent.
Okay, so that's a whole bunch of resources right there that are...
I would say so.
Yeah, they definitely are. So the other thing that... there's a site that's called Author's Den, AUTHORSDEN.com, and this is a place where they have a paid level, but for free you're able to put up several articles and or poems and or stories, and you can put up a bio and a picture and your website. And when I've had an Author's Den page for a while. Every once in a while I go, yeah, maybe I ought to freshen it up and see what's in there and, you know, whatever. But it's nice because especially if you're first starting or if you don't have a lot of footprints on the web, that is a high page rank site. I think it's a 6 or 7 page rank, which means anything above 5 Google really adores. And so it's really going to be helpful to you so that when somebody looks you up, and they start to see some of these things like Author's Den, and if you've done a Today's Author or the Author Show or any of those types of things, then they're going to start to see these different places around the web where you are. And that will be helpful.
All right. Good.
Yeah,
I didn't know about that one.
Yeah, I mentioned that in my July column, and I know a couple of people were like, wow, I never heard of that one. So that's a very good one, and... you can buy the bigger package or whatever if you want. I've never done that, but you can if you want. But there is a free level. And they don't hassle you. Maybe once a year they say, you know, you could upgrade and put up more stuff. And I go, okay, that's nice, but I'm not going to do it. So
mm-hmm.
Entirely up to you. So that is Author's Den. And I also just wanted to mention a couple of things that some authors can do to help each other out. Like, if you would like to, if you are a book author, or it doesn't even have to be a book, but let's just say you're a book author and you know you have maybe 3 or 4 or 5 other people who write related things, similar genre. Maybe you're all fantasy authors or you're all historical fiction authors or whatever. One of the things you can do is offer to review each other's books. Put those reviews up on Amazon, shorter review, and then put a little more extensive review up on your blog. And if each of you did that for each other and there were 6 people, right, so that would mean you'd end
mm-hmm.
up having all kinds of nice little footprints around the web and different opinions and approaches and writing styles. And so if you are a member of NABBW, like you ought to be,
mm-hmm.
you hang out in the forums, there's lots of writers in NABBW. And so there's nothing to say you couldn't go right there to the forums on boomerwomenspeak.com and say, hey, I'm looking for other authors of such and such types of books so we can all review each other's books, help each other out. You can interview each other. On a blog, you can do a written interview that's just, he said, she said type of interview back and forth. You can get on to use a free conference line and do an audio interview if you want, you know, kind of like what we're doing in here. So there's lots of ways to do that, interviews, book reviews, guest posting on each other's blogs. So just imagine if you wrote different posts that were going to go on each other's sites, you could end up having a lot of material that you didn't personally have to create that could be
mm-hmm.
on yours, and you would return that favor and help each other out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I just wanted to mention that, too, no matter what kind of blog or site you have, that those are things that you can very easily be able to do that would help each other out tremendously.
Oh, I think that one's a really great suggestion. Yeah. And as you said, you know, NABBW does also, if you're a gold level member, we'll review your book and we'll put that review on Amazon as well. So that's another benefit, extending on what you said, for people that become a gold level NABBW member. So
that is very interesting. Yes, that's awesome. Having NABBW review your book is fantastic, and both on Amazon and on the site. And the site is five or a six page rank?
A five.
You're five right now.
We're working we're working to become a six, but we're at five at the moment.
So, right, and so we're all working to get better. But five, you know, you're already an authority site, which means Google already recognizes the fact that you are one of the outstanding in your genre, in your area. So it's really good to have that kind of power behind a review of your book as a paid member, gold level member. And you can also, as a paid member, put articles in for the site, correct, Ann?
That's correct. All of our gold level members can submit one article a month, and I think that's a service that we provide that isn't as well used as it should be. I think it's a wonderful opportunity to publish, you know, to get something published on a monthly basis. And we do have a handful of authors that do send us an article a month, but considering how many members we have, there aren't as many using that service as should be.
And it's a shame, because think about this, when you're putting together, you as an author are putting together a listing of your various clips and press appearances, media appearances, and different things, if you can say a national association is publishing one article a month or even has published two or three of my articles or whatever, it really is going to help you if you want to get the attention of other places that you might want to have publishing your work. And anything you can do it to get more of your writing out there certainly helps that. So definitely make use of that. And if you're not a member, it's definitely worth being a member. There's so many of these benefits for authors that are just phenomenal. I mean, there are places that you can get a free book review of your book done. It's just that a lot of them will, we'll get to yours maybe, you know, along with the other 7,000 people who submitted their stuff. You might get yours reviewed in a year or so. So unless you pay for a review or you pay for a premium, whatever, in different places, it's not that easy to come by getting free reviews, and unless you know author friends and you bake nicely or bake cookies. So anyway, I'm glad to highlight NABBW's services for sure, because there is a lot available for authors. And, you know, that we'll particularly be excited about and interested in just because of being authors and all those things that you're going to be able to get. So those are definitely some awesome resources. And just mention a couple of other things really quick. It's amazing. I mean, there's just so many things, and these are just a few of them, right? But one of them is that you can put together a book trailer or a story trailer. It doesn't have to be a book. So for your fiction or nonfiction book or for a fiction story that you may have, you can actually use the free video equipment that comes on your computer, like iMovie for the Mac or Windows Movie Maker for Windows, and create a trailer. Or you can go on YouTube and connect with something called Extra Normal, X-T-R-A, Normal, N-O-R-M-A-L. I think they're still doing it to where you can get one short cartoon type of thing done for free where you can actually have a little dialogue. And if they're not, you can at least still post your free videos on YouTube. And if you do pay for them, it only costs you a couple of bucks, but for the cartoons. But those kind of things are fun. I've done those with inspirational quotes and Chinese wisdom and different things that I've had up there. So those are a lot of fun. And just being able to use YouTube to put up book trailers or story trailers can be really helpful to you. So, you know, those are going to be some resources that will keep you busy as far as forums for writers. Of course, we have writers on NABBW's forums, but there are the really good forums that I like for writers are AbsoluteWrite.com, A-B-S-O-L-U-T-E, AbsoluteWrite, W-R-I-T-E. Absolute Write has forums for everything under the sun, and there's contests and places to critique each other's work and just all kinds of things. And they also have a place for people who are going to get paid to write, you know, for will pay writers, or places where you can get published. You may not get paid, but if you're looking for pub credits, that can help you. And they also will say if there are any places that, you know, that don't live up to their end of the deal or that aren't paying their authors or whatever, they have some, like, warnings and things to be aware of there. So Absolute Right is tremendous, and they're writers looking out for each other and looking out for the quality and being sure that writers don't get hosed. So they're a good one. And then writersweekly.com. Writersweekly.com has a weekly, like, e-newsletter that comes out, but there also are forums and things. And if you ever go, oh, I heard about this publisher or I heard about this magazine, but I'm not so sure, you can look over there and they have some whispers and warnings, and they'll tell you if somebody's on the up and up.
Oh, that's really important.
Yeah, that's a really good one. And Predators and Editors, it's a strange website, so I just made a, it's a strange URL, so I made a redirection to it at profitablestorytelling.com/, and the anything after the slash is lowercase, P, P like in Predators, and A-N-D-E, profitablestorytelling.com/P-A-N-D, it looks like panda. And Predators and Editors is where you can put in the name of an agent, a publisher. They have several categories, and they have them by letter of the alphabet. And then you can see, are they good, are they vanity, or they have high fees, or are they whatever. And they, that's a great resource, especially for people who are into publishing books. And I always tell clients, oh, some publisher sends you a letter, you know, oh, they, we found you and we think you're great. And yeah, look over there. It's probably a vanity press wanting to hose you. So, but they, that's a great listing. So I think those things will keep folks busy. I also want to mention that on ProfitableStorytelling.com, I have and under resources and under author services a lot of things to help you. And there are, for example, I have a whole listing of different article submission sites and a whole listing of press release submission sites, things like that, articles on how to publish on Kindle and Nook and publishing your blog on Kindle, all sorts of things are on ProfitableStorytelling.com, and there's a search box. So whatever you're kind of looking for, you can check that out, and you will probably find what you're looking for there.
Excellent. That's good to know.
Yeah. So I think that's... Oh, the only other thing, that's right, I had talked to you and mentioned the Yahoo Contributors Network.
Yes.
And it's contributor.yahoo.com. And the Contributors Network is where there are people who will pay you to write articles about certain topics, and where you can also put up your videos and articles and various types. It's not only articles, but different types of content and potentially get paid for it. And so joining the network is free. And then you can look by topic. What is it that they're looking for? So if you are really into rose gardening, or you have expertise in a certain breed of dog or whatever, you can look and see if people are looking for videos or how-tos or articles or stories or whatever in that area, and then see what their rates are to pay you. You then are able to also publish that on your own site. It's just like if you've ever used an article from like eZine Articles or one of those, except that this way you're already getting paid for it, and you can pick up that article and use it in other places and meanwhile get paid for it. we always like that. So I wanted to mention that particular network, and there are others like it, But that's just one to kind of get you started if you're looking for bringing in some extra money. Part of course, the whole thing of being profitable is you want to earn money. But also remember, you can use your expertise in so many ways. Don't only think about the articles or the books being the things that make you money. Really, the money comes from how you showcase your expertise and use it in products or services or as a consultant or whatever in a way that prospers you. So I want to just kind of mention that. Think bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Think bigger. Don't think about, they're only going to pay me $8 or whatever, but really think about how you can turn all of your expertise and knowledge and whatever, not just into some articles or some books. Those types of things are just the doorways, and what you want to do is develop what's beyond.
Okay. Excellent.
So I want everyone to go over to Amazon.com and to go to the Kindle store, and there's a book there called Activate Your Breakthrough. And it is one that Ann and I have done together. It is not free, but it's 99 cents. It's as close to free as you're going to get. There are all kinds of free Kindle applications so that you don't have to have a Kindle. You can have an iPad, an iPhone, an Android, a PC or Mac, and you can still use one of those free applications or apps from Kindle, and you can read any of the books that are there. But Activate Your Breakthrough if you have any desires to become profitable as an entrepreneur, as an author, whatever. Definitely want to pick up that book while it's still on that sale for 99 cents.
Excellent. I think that they will totally benefit from it. It's a wonderful book, as I would have to say, as we are both the authors of it, but I think that it's got a wonderful distillation of things that you can do to keep yourself motivated and moving forward and making weight towards profitability. So isn't that really part of why we write a book? I don't think we'd write it just to satisfy our need to express ourselves, although there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's satisfying to see your name and be the author, but it's more so when people actually pick it up. And if anybody's been following the news or even peripherally aware, even if you don't watch the news, things get to you about what's happening, and these are kind of scary times for many people, and so this type of book will help you to kind of, as one of your websites says, to take forever taking life by the balls and and moving it the way you want to instead of letting life just rip you around in different directions. So I do hope people will pick up that book, Anne.
Oh, good point. I'm glad you brought that up. Well, I think that you've given us a lot of great free tools, and I'm sure you've got more. I'm looking at our time, though, and I'm thinking that as much as we've got probably our listeners pretty jazzed, I hope, by what you've been sharing, I think that I'm going to open the call and let us have a chance to get questions or other people to share some of their favorite tools. And I know that if people are shy, I've got a couple of questions to ask you to get things going. But here I'm going to click us over. And if we have that noise that we heard before just when we were starting, I'll probably have to figure out who it is and mute some people. But for the moment, I'm going to open it up for everybody to be able to talk. So if you have a question, just shout it out. That's the only way that we can really do it this way is just speak up. All right? All right, here we go.
Rhonda?
Who wants to be the first one? Yes, great.
Rhonda, hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, hi. Did you say that absolute white was W-I-T-E?
Absolute white.
I think it's W-R-I-T-E.
Yeah, you know, right, like.
Oh. Okay, W-R-I-T-E. And also, what was the book that you were raving about at the very beginning?
I'm reading The Help for Fiction, and I'm reading a book called Reality.
The one before that.
Reality is Broken, and that's a book about the power of games to help make us better. And we were talking about
Power of Dreams? Wow, you're
games.
Really breaking up.
Games. She's saying the power of games, G-A-M-E-S. I think that's what she's saying.
Yeah, you're coming through very clearly, but Rhonda is breaking. It's very choppy, very bad connection.
Hello? Yeah, I had a question.
Yes.
Okay, Rhonda. Yeah, I have a couple of books on Kindle, and I loaded them on Kindle myself, but, like, I had them published elsewhere. Like, one of them was on CreateSpace. Now I want to do a small e-book. Can I just load that directly onto Kindle without it having been published elsewhere?
Yeah, you can do that. It's easier to load from a Word document or a rich text document.
But I don't have to have it created by, well, I mean, I was happy with CreateSpace, and they did a nice professional job. Am I better off to do it through CreateSpace and then load it on Kindle, I think, is my question.
It doesn't make any difference.
Really? Well, one is free and one is not, so it does make a difference.
Well, I think what we did an earlier call with Rhonda where we talked just about Kindle, and if I recall correctly, Rhonda said at that point that she did not really see any need to use the tools that are available from places like CreateSpace. She feels that if you just use the tools that are available from Kindle, that it works perfectly fine.
Really?
But I'll let her augment that.
Well,
I want to thank you for all this great information, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I am making use of quite a bit of it, but you gave me a lot of good stuff here. But I couldn't quite understand. Did you say contributornetwork.yahoo?
Contributor.yahoo.
Network?
No, contributor.yahoo.
Add connection.
Yeah. Contributor.yahoo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can Google it if it doesn't. I'll come to your site. Yeah. Yeah, I can. It's breaking up, but I do want to thank you very much. I am one of the.
Yes, me too.
BBW. I'd also like to thank Anne for, her support, and I know that I'm a travel writer, and having my article there every month is getting me wonderful trips. Because it really impresses the outfitters that I approach.
Yay!
So there's a way to make money there that isn't a paycheck, but I get my trips for free. And the last trip I took, I was rafting the Grand Canyon. It was a $2,500 trip.
Wow.
So that's money.
Absolutely.
And it's fun.
And I love to travel, so I've always heard that it's very challenging to become a travel writer, but I would love to be and not get paid, but get free trips. That would make me happy.
Yeah.
Well, I have a talk that I give, Anne, called How to Make Travel Writing Work for You, if you're ever interested in.
We should do that. Well, let's talk privately and set you up to do a call about that.
Yeah, a lot of people would like to get trips for free, and you can do it.
Uh-huh.
Well, cool.
Another topic, another day.
Right.
Yes.
I'm always looking for good topics. I've got that one written down, and you and I will talk about getting you on the schedule. Who else has a question? Well, if nobody has a question immediately, I want to mention that, Rhonda, you said something about, throat went dry there. You said something about Audacity before recording on Audacity, and I'm not sure if everybody is familiar with Audacity, so I thought maybe I would ask you, Rhonda, to tell us a little bit about Audacity.
Yeah, it's just a free software from audacitysoftware.com. And it lets you record.
That really broke up. Could you repeat that? It broke up twice. Again.
Yeah.
It's audacity.com, AUDICITY, I believe, like the word audacity.
Mm-hmm.
Audacity would be audacity.com.
I believe that would be it, yes.
That.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and we may have to mute those guys so that we can be heard, but it's audacitysoftware.com.
Dotsware.com?
Software.
I think she said software.
Yeah.
Oh, software. Yeah. There's no noise. It's just choppy and breaking up. There's no background noise.
All right.
Thank you.
Any other questions that anyone has? I know that Rhonda earlier mentioned the concept of baking cookies, and it made me chuckle because the other day, I think it was probably last week, my husband got a box in the mail, and it was from a service that I know Rhonda uses called Send Out Cards, sendoutcards.com, and this was a client that Steve had subscribe to a software product of theirs that you pay on a monthly basis. So they wanted to keep him continuing to subscribe on a monthly basis. But what they did is through Send Out Cards, which I know sends out cards to people that are personalized, but apparently Send Out Cards also sends out cookies because he got a box with four brownies in it. I haven't had one of them. He has not shared any of them with me, but four delicious looking chocolate fudge brownies that came from sendoutcards.com with a little note, because Send Out Cards does have cards, that thanked him for being a customer and encouraged him to keep using their product. So I was thinking when Rhonda talked about baking cookies, I was thinking, well, maybe you could send somebody, like an editor, a box of cookies in to get their attention.
Yes.
Little note, because Send Out Cards does have cards, that thanked him for being a customer and encouraged him to using their product. So I was thinking when Rhonda talked about baking cookies, I was thinking, well, maybe you could send somebody, like an editor.
You might want to mute the line in.
All right.
Because there is back echo that comes from when you're having that line open from somewhere. Send Out Cards is great, and I am actually, he probably is a member of Member Cube, which I am. I got those same brownies the other day. They're wonderful. And if you might want to mute the line in.
All right.
Because there is back echo that comes from when you're having that line open from somewhere. And I am actually a member Cube, which I am. I got those same brownies the other day. They're wonderful.
Okay. I'm not sure. I've muted people now so that.
Yeah.
So that we don't have the feedback, but now I don't know how to get questions from people. So I guess if you can press star 2 on your phone, that will let me know that you are raising your hand, and I'll know that you have a question that way.
Yeah, that will work. And then I believe the question box is open as well for people.
Right. You can send in a question through the question box. And I see that Julianne asked through that, did we say pitch rate or pitchrate.com? It's pitchrate, RATE.com, PITCHRATE.
No matter how many times you spell stuff. Yes.
So hopefully I was clear and you could hear that, pitch rate. But I also wanted to mention that one of our other NABBW members, Howard Johnson, some of you may know her as Hojo. She communicated with me shortly before the call, and I was hoping she would be on the call. I'm not sure if she is or not. So if she is, maybe she can raise her hand. I do see a hand raised here. I'll get to that in a second. Carolyn said that she is about to publish the second edition of her book, Frugal Book Promoter, and it will be on Amazon and Kindle. And so she says that there's a lot of information that's in there about how to get free or nearly free publicity on your own or by partnering with your publisher. So certainly I wanted to share that she does have that book coming out in a few days, and that would be something that would be worthwhile to find out about. Now I'm going to unmute Julianne here so we can hear her question. Julianne, can you speak now?
Yes. Oh, you answered it. Thank you so much.
Yes. Did you have a question?
You just answered it. Thank you.
Oh, all right. Anyone else have a question? I've got the lines open right now, so I'm not hearing any feedback at the moment. I'm willing to keep it open, and we'll see if we can let people ask any more questions. Don't hesitate.
By the way, Julianne, that just spoke a moment ago, Dr. Wow Julianne Blake, she has a book on Kindle called Kicking Chronic Pain, and she went to number one on Amazon. And her book is a short one, so you don't have to write a big 200-pager to become a best-selling author. And she followed the systems that I teach for that and is a happy number one best-selling author.
It was a wonderful experience to do that with you, Rhonda, and we went to number one in 3 or 4 days, I think.
Mm-hmm. It was fabulous.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a fabulous story.
I couldn't hear the name of the book.
The book is called Kicking Chronic Pain, How to Live with Passion and Purpose in Spite of Chronic Pain.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, we had another hand raised. A caller from Clearwater. Is that who we just talked to, or is there still questions from Clearwater?
Yes, that's me.
Okay.
Yes, it's me.
All right, you're not showing up with a name, so I couldn't call you by name.
Oh, Kathy.
All right. Great, Kathy.
Hi.
Sure.
This is a huge question, and so I don't expect miracles. But any advice off the top of your head for dealing with a self publishing house that is screwing around with you and doing really poor work? Any ideas in terms of recourse?
Yeah, it's probably beyond the scope of the call at a minute to eight to go into that.
Right, of course.
You know, however, on Facebook, I have a page that's called The Profitable Author. And if you want to submit your question there, I will do a video and answer you and others who might have that same type of question. So how's that? I will get your question answered, just not right here and right now.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. You're welcome.
Did you hear where that was?
On Facebook. The Profitable Author. Yes.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyone else with questions? Rhonda, is there anything else that you'd like to say in a wrap-up? Because I think we're going to, you know, as you said, it's about a minute to the top of the hour. So
yep.
Any final words you have?
I just want you all to keep writing and keep looking for places to get that writing out to the world and connect with your readers. And sure, you know, I didn't talk about Twitter and Facebook and all that, and you can use that, but it's really all about connecting with your readers and also finding places to get published so that you have those clips. And any of the authors, I know of a number of people who have written 10, 20, or 30 books, and they all got started the same way. Maybe they sent a little thing to their newspaper. Maybe they put up a free article in whatever, and they sometimes got paid and sometimes didn't, and pretty soon the clips got more and more impressive, and then maybe they were in a national or an international something or whatever. And so just keep moving forward and keep writing. And thank you for being here, and I just love having folks here, and this has been loads of fun.
Oh, it has been, Ronnie. It's been great talking with you. And I thank you for being my guest and for the great discussion on how to become a profitable author by using a bunch of free tools. I mean, what better way to make money than to use free tools to do it? Mm-hmm. So thank you everyone for joining us. I'll say one last time, if anybody has a last minute question, we can stay on for a minute or two more before we go. Otherwise, I if no one wants to ask any more questions, I'll let us close the call.
Thanks, everyone.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Thank you. Moderator ID accepted.